Jacqueline Taylor Adams. I am the chairperson and CMO of the Urban Tech Fair and your co-host for this moment in time. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and hopefully it's Thanksgiving every day. At least a day of giving thanks should be a daily habit. And we are welcoming you to our holiday weekend show. And beating the drum today is Seattle-based Tri-Coastal Military Brat computer engineer, disruptive technologist turned digital storyteller Paul Jackson. He is our special guest for today. So just tune in for a dynamic, informative, and downright interesting conversation. If you want to join the conversation, ask questions, share, please call in to 646-716-7994. The chat room is also open, so if you want to lay in the cut in the chat and listen and type in your questions and answers or tell us a little bit about yourself in the chat room, please feel free to do so. And as I stated, the Digital Drummer is the official radio broadcast of the Urban Tech Fair. From blog to radio, Jim Newsom brings to conversation some of the awesome, interesting, historical, and downright technical digital information he's been sharing online for years. From blacks and people of color in technology to STEM, the latest tech trends and strategies that empower us and our communities. So for more Urban Tech Fair updates, you can subscribe to the Urban Tech Fair at www.urbantechfair.org and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/urbantechfair. Alrighty, so we're not going to hold you up any longer. We're going to bring on our special guest, Mr. Paul Jackson. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you. Yes,
well,
yes.
Thanks for inviting me.
All right.
Cool.
Well, Paul, the world wants to know, who is Paul Jackson? Who's Paul Jackson the man? And then share with us your claim to fame.
Paul Jackson the man. Well, my elevator pitch is that I am a, as you said before, a tri-coastal computer engineer with skills in application development, social networking, and digital media. And I've used my skills to help a corporation reduce the amount of time it takes them to produce something, to help nonprofits obtain grants from the local city, and to instruct private citizens, and private citizens to help share their story. And so that's in a nutshell who I am. But there's a lot more than just that. So, so I'm ready to answer some questions.
All righty. Well, where do you originally hail from?
Well, I was born in Philadelphia, and my mom and dad got divorced when I was probably 2 years old. And so I was raised by my mom, who was a civilian in the Army. So my K through 6, every 2 years would move. So New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and then Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and then my grandparents are from South Carolina, so I spent some summers down there. But my mom did a year at MIT, and that really kind of sparked the computer side of me. When I graduated high school in New Jersey, I went to college in Texas to a small HBCU, historically black college outside of Houston called Prairie View. I did my undergrad and my master's there. My undergrad was in electrical engineering. My master's was in engineering. And then I had the fortunate opportunity to get my PhD from Texas A&M under a National Science Foundation fellowship. So I graduated in 1998, moved to Seattle, worked for this aerospace company, and they laid me off in 2009. But I was videotaping the work that I was doing and just fell in love with the process of it. And so that's why the digital storytelling has taken off there.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
awesome.
So, I mean, I've been a professional musician. I've taught, I learned classical violin, played from the fourth grade all the way through high school, taught myself how to play guitar and bass. And so as an undergraduate at Prairie View in Houston, I played bass in a funk band, and we won 2 years straight for best funk band in Houston.
Okay.
And so wow. Got to the point where am I going to be a professional musician, or am I going to be safe and nerdy and do the engineering bit? And so I decided to do the engineering bit. And so now I think the creative side has kind of snuck up on me and told me, hey, don't forget about me. And so I'm focusing now on the digital media side. So,
alrighty.
Yeah. But
so,
yeah,
yeah,
so I mean, that's it, more or less.
All right.
You're asking? Yeah. I know I ramble sometimes too, so coming off.
No problem. I know there are plenty of opportunities to merge the arts and tech, isn't there? I mean, don't your creativity help drive your innovation and finding solutions?
I stopped calling it STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, and I call it STEAM because you have to include art. And so art could be music,
yeah.
Art could be, you know, drawing or anything. And so from the video side, there's still artistic in that because, you know, the idea of telling a story and the flow and the storyboard and transitions and special effects and things like that are part of the creative side. So I'm going around saying STEAM. Some people are saying STEM plus A. And so it's just that, you know, you want to make sure to include that artistic side in the engineering because music, you know, it's been said that music, because of the beat and the rhythm, there's a lot of artistic flair that goes into the engineering side. And so, yeah, that's part of the story.
Yeah, well, I just think creativity, which is period, will helps drive innovation, and it helps, you know, we should all be, whether you're in business or whatever realm you're in, you should always be a problem solver.
Right.
I mean, you can be a problem solver. You know, you're a great asset. So, and, you know, all phases of life, we need to learn how to solve problems. So creativity, you know, what drives innovation, because it helps you look, you know, beyond just what you might flat see. It helps you imagine helps you imagine and create and wonder. You know, if I did this and I did that, and if I took this and that, what possibly could happen? You know, let me try. And you know, that's where you have your visionary. So I think the arts are necessary, whatever form they come in. But I think all children and adults need to be exposed to it because it helps
us.
Yeah, whether you're a professional or not, it just helps you in your thinking and just in your overall well-being, helps you be a more balanced person.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you work with radio stations. Don't you work with one of the networks, Black Network?
Well, actually, no, I don't. But as an undergrad at Prairie View, I did have a radio show. And so, when I was growing up, I listened to primarily rock and roll music. And here I am at a Black institution, and I'm playing basically rock music on Saturday mornings. Mm-hmm. And then that turned into my roommate at the time, Marcus, turned me on to Fishbone. And so that just blew me away. I mean, here we have a Black band playing ska music, playing funk, and playing basically punk rock music. And so listening to that band and seeing them live completely changed my perspective in music. And from there, from Fishbone, went into Living Color, went into Bad Brains, went to a lot of other black rock music that I wasn't really aware of at the time because I was, you know, scuttling around.
Yeah, Death Knight was so odd, and we actually started rock and roll, and it's just...
I know.
It is still a hard feel for, you know, I know a lot of black rock groups, and they're really good, but it's still hard for them to penetrate, and they're told...
It is.
Even from a lot of black producers and things, don't try rock. You can't go there. You're not going to win. And yeah, so it's just, it's amazing. But there's some of the, you know, great rockers. But
exactly. So three movies I recommend would be seeing Afropunk, which is a documentary about, you know, blacks and the rock and roll and the white, quote unquote, punk rock scene. The second one is Fishbone. Fishbone did a documentary. They've been together for 25 years, and over 25 years. And so they have a 25-year documentary that came out about 3 years ago called Sunless Saturday, I think is the name of that one. And there's a third one called, I'm putting a blank on the name, but it's about blacks and rock music. And hopefully by the end of the discussion, I'll remember what it is. But yeah, those three movies would definitely put a different, you know, perspective on the music genre and rock and roll and, you know, African Americans in the scene. So yeah, and if you go to afropunk.com, you know, they have a tremendous website with a lot of discussions, and there's an annual concert that goes on in New York, you know, Afropunk concert, and so they're still keeping it together, which is great.
And they're on Facebook. They're everywhere. People can definitely
keep up with
them.
That's true.
So, you know, one of the biggest things, well, first I'd like to ask you, you stated you disruptive technologist. Can you define what that is for our audience? What is disruptive technologist?
I mean, everybody knows about the iPod, right? It's an MP3 music player, but everybody was using tapes before, and it was Apple that decided to take that MP3 compression, put it into the music, put it onto a hard drive, and put it into a wearable form that people could actually walk with their music. So that is a disruption in the way common technologies can put together to create something new. And so it's disruptive. And I have to be careful because sometimes I talk real fast. And one time I said destructive technologist, and people started laughing. Like, no, I'm not about blowing up stuff. But it's about just changing the way things are done by integrating the technologies and, you know, putting them together in a new way that will change the way that you do things. And then by the time the competition figures it out, you've already gone so far ahead of them that it's hard for them to catch up. So disruptive technologist is the term. So.
Okay.
And I found the name of that movie. It's called Electric Purgatory. It's the name of that documentary. So.
Right, Electric Purgatory.
Yeah,
I think I saw some of these things before. Okay, let me put that up. Electric Purgatory. I'm also typing everything.
Into the chat room. Now, how do I get to the chat room? I'm at rootechfair.org, and then.
Yeah, it's right below the radio show, right below the radio show. I see Jason Moore's in. Jason, if you can, please call in. I need a co-host. I need a little help right now. But if you could, Jason, call on in to 646-716-7994. Now, a lot of people very much interested in the last subject, people very much interested in digital storytelling. So what is digital storytelling?
Well, for me, it's capturing stories digitally. And so I've been able to, through my phone, I installed Ustream on my phone. I have an Android Note 2, a Samsung Note 2. And with that, I've been going around collecting conversations with people. And then what happens is that it webcasts it or streams it on the internet so people can view it. And while it does it, it records it. And so I have a channel, ustream.tv/channel/digital storytelling. So it's digital-story-telling. And I've collected a lot of conversations. And even today, I was at church and I captured a sister who was giving a sermon. and she had this rockin' Star Trek lapel pin on her lapel. And so we chatted about that. So I'm going to go to my site. Yeah, ustream.tv/channel digital storytelling. And on the right-hand side, you'll see little
it's
squares.
It's /channel/digital storytelling?
Yeah, with not minuses in between the words. So digital minus story minus telling. There's a hyphen. I don't know if it's minus or hyphen. Or, but digital storytelling. And so on the left-hand side would be a black square because I'm not webcasting anything right now. But on the right-hand side, you'll see little squares, and each one of those squares is a conversation I've recorded. And so the most recent one is Unity. And if you click on that, it'll come up and she'll discuss. And if you scroll down in that block, in that that area, you'll see other things that I've captured. And then if you go down to the bottom, you'll see more videos. And so, yeah. And so I was able to capture, so the iOpen Tech Fair happened most recently. And where's the end? Where's she at? So Dina Perot, I was able to capture her about 2 weeks ago. And so she was here at the University of Washington in Bothell giving a workshop on iUrban Teen. She had about maybe 100 students, high school students, learning about STEM and learning about University of Washington. And what's really interesting is that she held it at a place that had both a university and a community college on the same location. And so I thought that was really brilliant. And so, but I've been able to capture people like George Frazier, who was here talking about Blackonomics. I was able to go to the rally that happened at the corner of 23rd and Union, where they opened up a pot store in the parking lot of a church. So it's now legal in Washington State to buy and smoke marijuana. And so I won't say who, but a store was opened where you can touch the church and the pot store at the same time. I mean, in that corner, 23rd and Union had a historical crime, drug, and violence that ran in the city for decades. And then, you know, 2 years ago, you'd be busted if you're trying to sell any kind of thing. But now it's legal. And so I won't say who, but they opened up a store, kind of disregarding the history of that location. And it's supposed to be 1,000 feet from a pot store to a school. But I guess they don't consider a church a school. But there's other things around there as far as other family centers that help. Then it's just a travesty, I think, that they opened up that store there. But, so,
well, anyway. I'm going to bring on one of our Urban Tech Fair members, and he just finished writing a book for African-Americans, Internet Business 101. And this is Jason Moore. Hi, Jason.
Hi, everyone. Hi, listeners out there. I'm happy to be here. Just happened to you're welcome. I just happened to catch the invite in my inbox. I decided to come check out and see what all the noise is about.
Hey, Jason, what's up?
Yeah. Great. So he was telling us about digital storytelling and, the great opportunity. And I think it's like a great opportunity. Jason, he just finished a book. He did the audio book, and we're planning for 2015 to do some tours. And he's centering we're with the Urban Tech Fair, like we're partnering with him. In the Urban Tech Fair, we focus on the family. So we want to look at families using internet businesses as a way to establish a family business. And we're hoping it's an opportunity to bring families together, whether it's extended family or immediate family, the kinship community, to kind of bring together around the common cause to build a business on the internet, which is, definitely less. So he teaches, how to, build your business on the internet. And I think that would be a great opportunity for documenting this in a digital storytelling. Now,
yes.
Is video the only way to tell digital stories?
No. Audio is also included. I mean, video, audio, and animation is also another way you can tell your story. And so that video is, to me, the easiest because you're not sitting there having to draw frames. And even if you keyframed it, you know, it's video. So it's a lot easier for me, from my perspective, to be able to produce a story in that realm. But audio is another way you could do it. And so there have been some times where I've tried to stream the video but didn't have enough bandwidth, and so it fell to audio instead. But there's two other alternatives to tell a story.
Okay.
That is audio and animation.
Okay.
I'm sorry not to cut you off, but I know a perfect bookstore here in Seattle that when you come, we can host you and have you sell your books there. So.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask one more question, and Jason, if you could follow up with me, I just need to take a break and do something, but if you could just, you know, follow up the conversation. But even like with your digital storytelling, the new wave of transmedia, and that's telling your story over these various digital channels. So you may use video, audio, animation. Is that possible to take one story and tell them all those different ways? And have you yet, you know, dwelled into transmedia?
Yeah, and also the channel is another form of it because you have, of course, YouTube, you have Vimeo, and a couple of other Ustream and a couple of other platforms out there that can host your videos once it's done. Facebook, of course, is one. And also Google Plus is a place with the Google Hangout. And I noticed that next year you're having some conversations that will be hosted in the Hangouts, which I think is great. So, I have another friend of mine, Art Johnson, that's really big on the Google. He should probably work for them, because he does a lot of lectures and a lot of demonstrations on Google Hangouts. And so, and using YouTube to grow your business is a common mantra that he has. But yeah, definitely aside from the story, it's how do you deliver the story? How do you get butts in the seat to look at your content, which is a challenge. But I know that people are doing it, because if you go to YouTube, there's all types of web meetings, web series that are happening. And even Jay Smooth from New York, who did the IllTech, Ill Doctrine. Think of the name of his site again. Pull my bike. Give me a second. Let me figure that out. Yeah, illdoctrine.com. So ILL doctrine.com. Is Jay Smooth, and he had for years has been doing really short, really cute, introspective, and pertinent information for some of the social issues that's going on. And so he's also a host of a longest-running hip-hop show in New York City. And so Jay Smooth is his name, and he's I think he just got picked up from somebody else. And so I'm looking at his site right now. Yeah, so the Ellipsis is where he's moved to. Got another series from fusion.net. And so, yes, Jay Smooth is another brother I'd like to meet one day. I probably will at some point. So and Jasiri X is another brother I'd like to meet up. But so questions or?
Oh, this is Jason Morgan.
Jason.
Here listening to you. And, you know, everything that you're talking about really sounds cutting edge. As far as, you know, videos are concerned, what would you say are the best ways to make a video go viral?
I'm still trying to figure that out myself. Because I'm looking at my Ustream.tv page, and I've got tons and tons of content. I've got a situation where there was a hackathon here in Seattle. A young brother named David Harris, who works for a Technology Access Foundation, had an idea to do a weekend where he brings in groups of people to develop a program over a weekend. And so that hackathon then spun into a startup weekend. And so at the same high school that Quincy Jones and Jimi Hendrix attended, they did a startup weekend where they brought in about 7 or 8 groups of students primarily to come up with an idea for a company. They did the background research, for over a weekend. And then that was Friday and Saturday, and then developed a prototype on Saturday and did pitching on Sunday. And so I was actually there on that Saturday to capture some of that information, and it's on my Ustream page. So that's one thing. I already mentioned the drug pod store that happened, and I'm trying to answer the question about making a viral video. One of the other videos I've shot was, the bookstore that I mentioned here in Seattle is called Life Enrichment Bookstore. And every year the owner has an author marathon where she brings in African-American authors and they read a chapter or so from their books. And one of the books was written by a sister. Give me a second here. And her name is, as I'm looking it up. Noelle Montgomery is her name. And okay. Noelle was a crack smoker. She was addicted to crack and lost 2 children because of her addiction. And in the video, it's 60 minutes long, and she reads a chapter from the book. And she got pregnant a third time and went cold turkey, got off the crack, and has now been 20-plus years free and clear from smoking any of that. And she's also an aerobics instructor here in Seattle. And so I'm thinking, okay, I've got all this great content, great videos, but making one viral, I still am trying to figure it out. And so find out, please let me know.
You know, there is a service, and there's several like this. I've dabbled with it, but I didn't necessarily have the budget at the time. I did dabble with it. It's called Viral, V-I-R-O-O-L, I believe.
Okay, say it again. Spell it for me.
I think it's called V-I-R-A-L, Viral, V-I-R-O-L.com. I believe that's how you spell it. And it's basically like it'll get your video out there in circulation so that many people can see it at once and potentially share it and comment and do different things on it. So that was just one service that I found. And one thing that I do find useful for videos, at least for getting traffic to a website, if it doesn't go viral right away, is definitely making a description and putting your website link. Exactly, in the tags and everything. So make sure everything is appropriately done that way. Another thing I heard that as far as online entities and websites are concerned, I hear that Google is starting to penalize websites if they're not mobile friendly.
Okay, Google is penalizing websites that are not global friendly?
They're not mobile friendly. So if you don't
smartphone.
Right,
I gotcha.
Right. So if it's not responsive, if it's not if it doesn't have responsive design, then it will not rank very well in Google.
Okay. So I Googled a question of how to make your video viral, and I found a webpage on medium.com. The title is 10 Ways to Make Your Video Go Viral. And so one is don't be too good for marketing, understand how things go viral on the internet. And then 3 is release on Monday or Tuesday. 4 is figure out who has a stake in your video. 5 is none of them matters if your video isn't good. Tell a story. 7 is make your video shorter. 8 is write the viral title. 9 is know what you're willing to compromise. Number 10 is what to do once you go viral. So that's a story that's on medium.com.
You know, one thing they forgot to put, use other people's content. No, I'm just kidding.
What's that?
Use other people's content.
<Your video. laughs> I try and stay away from that because I'm afraid of the whole copyright issue stuff. And so, as a matter of fact, I'm helping a friend of mine, Murtis Thompson, who practices emotional freedom technique, which is tapping. So it's like acupuncture, but you use your fingers, right? And so he's read the book and doing a lot of reaching out to homeless and vets, and he's a vet himself. But he realizes that using EFT can reduce the PTSD and alcoholism and lots of other things. And so he asked me to create a video for him for his GoFundMe page. And so I was able to find some really good, high quality, high definition content through Vimeo that is royalty free. And so I used that, and I found some music that's royalty free also. And so if you go to GoFundMe.com and just type in Mertiss, M-E-R-T-I-S-S, Thompson, you'll see the video. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to find the chat window here. So walk me through
that one more time, please.
Yeah, so it's GoFundMe.com and Mertiss Thompson, M-E-R-T-I-S-S-T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, Mertiss Thompson. And his video should pop up.
Okay.
So basically he's asking for money to he can get his book published. So he's already written the book. He's already gotten some copies made. He wants to be able to give them out and provide free workshops to teach people EFT, people, but homeless people, people that are going through PTSD and other traumatic things like that. Because it's been shown that this tapping – this alternative to acupuncture does reduce a lot of the stress involved in trauma and situations. So,
okay. I think I found it. Mansion of Miracles. Is that it?
Yep. Mansion of Miracles. Excellent.
Okay. Wow. Well, so he's doing pretty good so far. He's raised a little bit.
That's
more than, you know, a lot of them don't get anything, you know, but a lot of it, you know, with those GoFundMe and Kickstarter and, you know, those crowds, you have to be able to promote it in your own circle
exactly.
a lot.
Right.
And if you don't do it yourself, you have to have, you know, other people doing it for you religiously, you know, or
right.
an advertising budget. But, yeah, I mean, it's tricky, you know. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, yeah, I'll just slap up, you know, an offer on one of these sites and the money will start rolling in, but that's not the case at all. You have to really actively, like, painstakingly promote.
Yeah.
You know, for it to become successful.
Yeah, it's like, you know, weeding through the noise. You know, there's so much noise that's out there on the internet right now. How do you find a good treasure? Right. And, which is one of the reasons why I didn't use YouTube as my video host. I used Vimeo as it. And so, and speaking of which, let's take some time. Okay. So I'm back on the urbantechfair.org website. I'm trying to find the chat window. So she said it's under the radio, but I don't see a radio.
You mean the chat window for this broadcast?
Exactly, yeah.
You should go to blogtalkradio.com.
Okay, so blogtalk. See, I don't see that. Urbantechfair.org homepage. Blog Talk Radio, I don't see. I see Solution Cast, Strategic Partners, more. I don't see it.
If you just put that into your browser, I mean, I'm not sure if it's a link or not, but if you go to blogtalkradio.com.
What you need to do, Paul, you go to blogtalkradio.com/ NBBTA. As a National Black Business Trade Association, NBBTA.
Okay.
That'll bring you to Master. Yes, NBB.
I put PP.
No. NBBTA.
Yeah. Right, I'm there. Okay, I see it.
Okay, that's Master Griot Radio. And if you click onto the current show and then below the show, you'll see the chat room.
Okay. So I just see upcoming broadcast.
You don't see the live broadcast? Which one is streaming live?
If it's not a snake and jumps out at me, I don't see it. So.
And if you scroll down near the bottom, that's where the chat live chat is. If you get over to the page.
The direct link is smarturl.it/PaulJacksonDigiDrum.
I'm sorry.
Could
you do the Alpha Bravo Charlie kind of deal, not ABC? So.
Okay, you go to smart U. Yeah, you got smart URL IT. Dot
yes.
IT. I'm sorry.
Yes.
/Paul P A U L
yes.
Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Digi. D is in David. I is in.
Okay.
I forget my military.
It's okay. It's all right.
D.
Say indigo.
Yeah, DIGI drum. Uh huh. Okay.
Okay, D-I-G-I drum. Okay, D-I-D-I drum. Let's see if that works. Okay, Delta Indigo, Giraffe Indigo, Delta Radio Urban, and M. So. Okay. So it's smarturl.it /Paul Jackson.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I can just give it directly to you because you're right up here. Okay. Well, if you go to Facebook, do you see where the event is posted in Facebook?
Facebook. Yeah. Wow, Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Go to the
Facebook.
Urban Tech Fair, click on event. And
okay.
If you click on event in Facebook, it'll take you. I'm a little iffy about opening up too many.
Our chat window's open. I see it. Jacqueline Taylor, the chat window's there. So you can just paste into that
one. Yeah, I'm just a little iffy about opening up too many windows when I'm on air because sometimes they said for best reception, to minimize the windows. But I'm here. I'm going to paste the link. For you.
Okay,
in the
thank
chat.
You. Yep, I got it. Okay, great. Thank you. Oh, capital
okay,
P.
Everyone. So everybody saw us a live demonstration of how you can work on and off air. So it was a way for him to go to the live stream, listen, and enter into the chat so you can put in links.
Right.
That's why the chat
okay.
is so important because there we can put in information
exactly.
and put in direct links and we can introduce one another.
Okay,
as we,
got it.
Go along. Yes.
And got to make sure and scroll down on that window for
yes.
the live
yes.
stream. So, okay, see if I can get in there. Okay.
Yeah. So. So I am just tuning back in, and
okay.
I guess we do want to take. I heard you were talking about the Google Hangouts, which is a
right.
Yeah, that is a great platform for digital storytelling and multimedia. It infuses
yeah.
a lot of different things.
And
just to announce.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Paul. Go ahead.
So I actually used it the beginning of 2014 to teach a class. So I'm here in Seattle, and I taught a microprocessor class to students in Texas, undergraduate of all places at Prairie View. And so, I was able to use Google Hangouts from my home in Seattle to a classroom in Texas. Now, I had a camera on my laptop, and they had a camera down there in the classroom. And so we did have a chance to do some, question and answer period. But the fact that I'm, distance learning using digital media. And so, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, with the Urban Tech Fair, the Philly Urban Tech Fair, we're having our initial meeting as a Google Hangout. And what's happening, Urban Tech Fair, other city leaders for the Urban Tech Fair are tuning in so that
right.
they can get an idea how to structure, their team and their organizing
right.
committee. And so
okay.
it's a really great teaching tool rather than, how did you do it? So they just tune
right.
right in. And so we had these periodic, meetings that we stream. so that each other we can see, you know, and get ideas and feed off one another so we're prepared for 2015. And it also is a way of announcement. We don't have the exact date, but in January 2015, we will be doing a Google Hangout that's a follow-up from when we hosted Funding the Silicon Valleys in our own backyard. We had a great turnout.
Okay.
A lot of different people participated, and we really connected. So what we want to do is follow up. One of the people we invited was not able to attend, but Vernon Lee Jr., he will be there, and they actually own a black investment firm, and they invest, and they do invest in businesses as far as what's the type of funding that everyone's not eligible
angel?
For
angel
angel funding they do Yeah, they do angel funding, but they're going to talk about, you know, investment. We're going to talk about investment vehicles, and we want to talk about it from more than one side. Everybody's not angel funding or the type of funding Venture, VC funding. That's what I'm talking about.
VC
funding.
Okay, right.
Yeah. Okay. VC funding is not necessarily for everybody. So we're going to talk about, one, all type of funding, ways to fund your startup or your tech or your business. And then which one is, you know, how to be ready and which one is appropriate. So you know if, you know, VC, is that even the way I should be going? Because you have to understand, you know, actually what it entails and what you need to do to be ready. And then are you going to be willing? Because VC funding does, you know, everybody's not willing to give up some of what they may need to be given up in order, even if they can get it. So you have to understand that. But the other thing we're really going to talk about is in funding, how can anyone get in on this game of ways? How can I help support? Because that's one of the biggest things is that these avenues are available, but generally we don't make them available within our own community. Therefore, we're competing with people from other communities who, of course, if I have money and I'm investing, I'm going to invest with those within my community first, and it's nothing personal. It's not even prejudice. It's just natural. But we have to, in our own community, have funding pools. So how can we're going to look at avenues and ways? How what can we do? You know, what can we do to help? You know, various different black funds. What various different black funds that there are that maybe we can, you know, invest in. You know, I'm an investor. I'm just a simple person. I have some money. I want to help. This is a place that you can invest, that you know what they're doing and they're investing in technology. And you know, we come up with our own investment pool or just different ways that people can participate so that we don't not sitting around waiting for others to do for us. How can we do for ourselves?
Right. And I'm so glad you're bringing this up because it's more than just technology. I was just saying, we need to invest. I mean, I'm sitting right here in Seattle, right? And there are tons of startups. There are tons of companies that are coming out of the Seattle area. And people think that it's a boom. I mean, it is a boom town, but they think that everybody's included. Unfortunately, no, not everybody is not included, especially in the diverse communities of African-American and Native American individuals. And so I'm really glad you're bringing that up. That's a perfect topic to talk about. So, as far as the investment, and that's why also the startup weekend I thought was really good because David Harris is a brother. And so he brought in, and the place we had it, as I said, the high school, is, you know, we got Quincy Jones and Ray Charles went there and Jimi Hendrix went there also. So legacy, you know, so you got to keep it going.
Yes. So we definitely need to know what we need to do and understand.
Being part of the conversation for the startup.
Huh? You say definitely want to be part of that conversation? Paul?
I don't know that we're losing.
Maybe his line went. It didn't go dead because it's still on the board. It's active.
Hmm. Weird. Oh, that's technology for you.
Yeah. It's not perfect yet. See, that's what that means. Like when people say, "This not work for humans." See, it still work for humans because we still have to perfect the technology. So they always need us because we create the technology and we have to perfect it. We have to tweak it, do whatever we need to do. It. It's the humans that have to do that. So don't be afraid of technology because you can see Paul Line is still open, but if it's just for some reason we cannot hear him, and I'm pretty sure he can hear us. But I do want everyone to make sure that we're supporting Paul. And, you know, one way you can do it, he can let us know more ways. But as far as the digital storytelling, what we want to do is do our best to make his channel significant. And this is an area that we can be weak. He said the audio trailed off. But you can hear me, Jason?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Paul's back in the chat room. He said the audio trailed off. Okay. So we're going to let him know maybe him. Because we can all hear.
While we wait for him to get back on, I do have some good news to share.
Great. Go ahead. Please do.
I've been planning this almost a year now, but I want to get Big Brothers Big Sisters of America involved in a entrepreneurship mentoring program that I want to establish here.
Okay.
In Dayton, Ohio, and so with the help of Black Men's Think Tank and New Beginnings for Youth organizations, and in conjunction with Unite for Action, which is my organization, we're tentatively planning. Starting next year, each quarter, we're going to have an 8-week mentoring entrepreneurship session. So it's going to be held on Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the first 8 weeks of each quarter. So I'm very excited about that. And just, you know, the final brick on the wall was pretty much just finding that space that I needed for, you know, for meetings. So I'm very excited and happy to be able to lend those type of services to the community because, you know, I've always been one to give back to the community. I think this is a great way for UFA and other organizations to get involved.
Okay, great. So now exactly where these 8-week mentoring sessions, where are they located?
Okay, they're going to be downtown Dayton, Ohio, 405 West 1st Street. Suite B. So
okay.
I'm very excited about that.
405 West. I type slow, okay? 405 West.
1st Street, Suite B. And that's Dayton, Ohio.
Okay, 1st Street, Suite B. Okay, so if you know of anyone in Dayton, all those in Dayton, if you know of anyone, please pass the information on. And what is the best way of people to reach out to you, Jason?
Actually, email, well, you know, via the internet, go to my website, actually, uniteforaction.org, and then you can go to the contact form there. My email address is there, or you can fill out the form and send a message that way. That's the best way to reach me. And then I can readily get back to people as they come to me.
And also, we want to let people know there are opportunities to book Jason. So now, if you want to book him regarding his book, you can either contact them on the contact page at uniteforaction.org or you go to www.jasonamore.
That's right.
Is that correct?
jasonamore.com.
And you can book Jason, you know, to speak, to do a book signing.
Oh, yeah. I'm also
and this is on Go ahead.
There's also going to be a Kwanzaa Ujamaa Fest here in Dayton coming up December 27th, I believe. And I'm going to be one of the vendors there. I'll be selling books. So if anyone's in the Dayton, Ohio area, then that's where I'll be December 27th.
Okay. So also put in, if you want Jason, he's speaking on the topic of African-American internet entrepreneurship, how to be an effective entrepreneur via the internet, and then using and also using internet businesses to establish family businesses. And the best assets are youth are such an asset in that way, because young people know technology like they're just born with it, and they can be so creative and get you so connected so much quicker. And but what we provide is the wisdom and the knowledge and the direction. So when you team up together as a family, you can just be awesome. So, you know, Jason is going to be speaking on those subjects.
And I was I was speaking to a colleague the other day, and he's got children, and he said that, you know, in school they're starting them out in typing class at second grade now. And I remember I didn't do it until I was in ninth grade. But then again,
yeah,
you know, I'm showing my age, but computers were really just starting to come around by the time I got into ninth grade.
Yeah. Paul, are you back on?
Yes, I am.
Great.
Okay, great.
Yes, we can. We can hear you now.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, it reminds me of that commercial, Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now?
That's all right.
Good, Paul.
Yes, I was actually being kind of skeptical, thinking that we're being tracked, because I put up a notice that Google, their servers were having problems with, because I'm using Google Voice. And so,
yes,
you know, the whole espionage, tracking, and monitoring of stuff, and, you know, civil unrest and COINTELPRO and a whole bit. So anyway,
it's all real. But Google servers do have problems a lot.
Okay.
But it's real, but they have problems a lot, you know.
Right.
That's why they even started doing a lot of TV shows. Everybody now talking about being off the grid.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I do. You know, we need to learn how, if you need to be, you need to learn how to go off the grid.
Right.
That's one of the good things about being in the military, like Paul and I. We've been in the service.
Well, actually, I haven't been in the service. My mom was in the military.
Oh, that's right, your parents.
A civilian in the military. So I went to public schools all the way through. I never went to a military school. You know, I was always in public school all the way. So I meant to say military.
Well,
I
never went to military school. I was just in the service.
Okay. Okay. So what armed forces did you volunteer for?
I was in the Army Reserve for 6 years back in the 80s.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, it's excellent training in one. Most of us feel limited, and you would never believe you could do all the things you wind up being able to do physically.
Right.
But if you told me I could, I wouldn't have believed it. And there's real method to it. It seems like a bunch of yelling and all, but they were actually methodically giving you, and they drop and give me this. There's a reason you get out of bed, you got to drop. But when you're consistently doing it, you're building up your stamina. So,
exactly.
You know, I think I started off basic training, only being able to do 5 push-ups. 6 weeks later,
mm-hmm.
I could do 40 in the same amount of time I could do 5. You know, I started off running, you know, took me 2 minutes. It took me 22 minutes to run 2 miles. Then at the end of basic training, I could do that in 16 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and right now, if you give me run 1 minute, I always thought I was dying when it came to running. I couldn't believe it. I felt the same no matter what, but at least my time was shorter.
I always felt like
I was going to die, but... You know, sit-ups, I think it started off being able to do 40. Girls can do sit-ups a little bit easier, but at the end of basic, I could do 100 in that same amount of time. But if you'd asked me all of that and being able to do steel pond helmets, shoot machine guns, an M16, crawl under barbed wire, throw grenades, march with, you know, all these things on in the South Carolina heat, all of this heavy stuff, you carrying artillery, a helmet, and I'm like, police, but you can do it. So,
but I think not to cut you off, but I think the it's important to know that the benefit that you'll get out of the training that you're going through, and I'm thinking that now as far as education, I think they're missing the importance of teaching that to children, and because the kids are always like, well, I gotta know this, because of course, you tell them that you're going to use it and, you know, you need it in the end, but at that time, they don't think of it that way. So, pertinent.
It's just like with the arts. People think we don't need arts, but there are other values that things bring, and the ability to, you know, everything is thought into existence. Nothing was until it was, you know, conceived as a thought, a vibration that came to be. And so if we can't conceive it in our minds, if we can't stretch our minds, we're not going to be able to stretch reality.
Right.
We can't stretch what is if we can't envision anything. So understanding that your body can go beyond just what you think, that you're capable, and then the discipline, it is discipline, it is structure that you then can use throughout your life. You know, I think I was so disciplined throughout my 20s. I mean, really, I was most disciplined in my life from my finances on. You know, was it academically, you know, because I was a high academic person. It wasn't there for me academically, but it was a good time in my life when I was in transition out of college, not yet get a job. It gave me something to do. It made me realize a lot more about myself. And like I said, the discipline and the structure and the system, the systematic, that's just something I gravitate toward. But it was something I just used throughout my entire life. I think, you know, in that, I just think they recruit kids too soon.
Right.
And they're and they're not real. They lie too much. So I do say to young people, if you're going to go into service, you got to understand, one, we're in the midst of war. And even and then if you're a male, even when we weren't at war, we're always warring with somebody. So you're going to get thrown in infantry. If you don't want to be in infantry, then you have to be very strategic about your service time. You need to make sure that you have some college education. You're going in as an officer. What is your pay rank? What is going to be your MOS? What is going to be my job? What am I going to learn? And then once I come out and go into civilian life, is it a usable skill? How does it translate? And so you need to know that before you sign that, you commit yourself.
Yes.
Because even if you're not active, like I did my reserve, I only did 3 years as an active reservist. The other 3 years I didn't, but my enlistment was up 3 months before Desert Storm started. If I had been in, even if I wasn't active, I would have been in Desert Storm because they did activate my unit.
Oh, okay.
And so we're a general hospital. So, you know, you just need to be aware. My whole thing is I don't think it's bad. I just don't like people being conned into it and not being told the truth because it's a life issue. And so they need to be understanding what they're signing for. And then if they understand it, you can turn that around and show them how to leverage it to their benefit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it that you want to do? This is the unit, you know. But, you know, a lot of times they're trying to deal with quotas, what units have openings. So whether you want to, I'm trying to get you in here because this is where they got an opening, and I'm trying to meet a recruitment quota.
Right.
I'm trying to establish a recruitment quota and all of those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, gentlemen, we have 16 seconds left, so we want to close this out. And we just want to thank you, Paul, for being on and sharing so much with us and inspiring
us. Oh, you're welcome. Oh, thanks.
What we need from you, Paul, is a call to action. What is our call to action? What should we be doing for you? What's our call to action for today?
The call to action for today is to take every moment and continue to learn. It's lifelong learning. And I always say that if you're on the internet, it's a lot. I mean, you can consume, you watch YouTube videos all the time, but it's also easy to produce. There's things that you can do to become an best-selling author or a video person, or host your own blog or host your own video show. And so I think that would be my call to action, is to be creative and to be lifelong learning and to be a producer, not just a consumer of content. There's lots of places you can go and get your degree for free, like MIT and Harvard. They're putting out podcasts. You can sign up through iTunes to learn most of the courses that are offered. You can get on iTunes and get it for free. Like, getting graded is one thing, but still to be able to have that information at your fingertips, carry it in your pocketbook, carry it in your purse, carry it in your phone, be able to watch it at any moment is definitely something that I think is amazing.
Definitely. And for anyone, if you go to urbantechfair.org, click on Digital Drummer, and you'll see our blog. It might even be two blogs, but just click on the blog, and one of them has an article about 10 Ivy League schools you can attend for free education. So you can just click onto the school, see what courses they offer, and those are free programs.
Excellent.
And okay. Mm-hmm. Now, also,
okay, so,
is there anything we can do for you? How
can
we support Paul?
Give to Mercer's GoFundMe site. Let me put that in the blog window here. Give me one second.
Okay, great.
Do that. GoFundMe. Oops. No.
And Jason, can you give us some, your 30 seconds in the whole world listening? What would you have us to know?
I would just like to piggyback off what Paul said. Life is about learning. Learn all you can. Utilize sites like Udemy, UDEMY.com. There's a lot of free material in there that you can actually learn. Another website for learning is pluralsites.com. Get your education, that's important, but it doesn't stop at formal education. Educating yourself is a lifelong thing, so always think, strive, and progress.
Great. Now, for everyone, for Paul, he wants you to go to GoFundMe.com/ M as in Mike, J as in Jackson, T. It's MJ, M is in Mike, J is in Jackson, Thompson, 509-YAHO.
And that's Thompson,
so
it's THOMP.
Yes, THOMPSON.
SON.
509. Now, in the chat session will be posted in. All the events that are posted on Urban Tech Fair, on Facebook, on Google+. So wherever we have the event posted, there will also be, you'll be able to get this chat session. So you can go back and listen to the show and read through the threads and click on the links and open up different windows. Well,
cool.
Thank you so much. It's been a great conversation. We just want to continue to support one another. We are showcasing who's already and what is already going on in our own backyards, but it's for a purpose. It's just not just to be. We all have to move the next step and do a show of support. So just think, is there a way I can collaborate? Say I can work with. Make sure you go to the YouTube channel, Ustream channel. We were speaking about this before we lost you. We do want you to go to Paul's Ustream channel. It's Ustream. Ustream.tv.
Yeah.
Go to his channel. It's Ustream.tv/channel Digital Storytelling. And I'm pretty sure if you go to Ustream and just search for Paul Jackson Digital Storytelling, it'll come up.
Yeah, there's another video link that I have. It's Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O facebook.com/raypop. So it's Radio Alpha Echo Penelope, Oscar Penelope. I forget the the acronym also. But, yeah, so that's where I put my edited videos. And if there's a channel there where I've done over a dozen interviews and conversations with Seattle residents. So Dr. Lee Russell, Dr. Charles Mitchell, an astronaut. I also have a Tuskegee Airman who unfortunately passed away or transitioned or graduated to eternity. I hate saying passed away, but he graduated to eternity. But, yeah, so video.com/raypop, you'll be able to go to a channel there and see all the videos, the conversations I've collected.
Okay, so way we can support them directly from the GoFundMe and then to go to the Ustream and VMO channels, just click on them, follow him, and watch and share. You know, if you just choose one video to watch and, you know, like it, comment it, and share. When, you know, when virtual, that's what we do with videos. We need to start doing it, you know. To be even recognized on YouTube, your numbers need to be in the million. It's
That's
no
true.
Reason. It's great videos that we have. We don't get those numbers because we don't support one another like that. We have to stop being lurkers on social media.
Yeah,
we have to go beyond
true, too.
Lurking, you know. We're like, you know, most
right.
of us are just lurking, and we have to move beyond lurking. And, you know, we need to hit those numbers and we can just do it for one another. Just you know,
exactly.
watch it, like it, comment, and get our numbers up. So that's what way we can support one another. And with the Urban Tech Fair, we are we may be off for December. We will do a top shows. We will either at the end of December do our top shows for the year. We'll probably take one break off as we plan for 2015 because we're looking to be much more aggressive. And so for everyone, make sure you go to urbantechfair.org. You can click on Digital Drummer. You'll see our archives. Just look at the old shows, watch them, share them. Let's continue to support one another. I thank you, gentlemen, especially thank you to Paul Jackson.
Thank you.
And you have a great week. You too,
okay,
Jason.
You too.
Everyone out there, have a great week.
Okay.
Thank you. You too, Paul. Have a good one.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.